Now, yesterday, we stopped really in the middle of a circuit. It was a complex circuit. We didn't have time to finish, and I'd like to finish today. So we were holding in Kelim Perakhet. Perakhet deals with the concept of a mechitza in the middle of a kli, and the interrelationship between the dinim of Tumas Oihel, we're over there, obviously the whole point is mechitza, and the dinim of the Avir Klicheres, we're over there, a mechitza in the middle of a Klicheres normally makes no difference. So if you build a mechitza smack down in the middle of your klicheres, who cares? However, yesterday we got to the key Mishnah that actually shows us the strange interrelationship in one place of the two halachas. And what is that? It's the din of tzamit patil. Now, the din of tzamit patil is not a din of mechitza. It's a din in kelim. And yet it violates all of our norms, all of our assumptions, as we're going to see. The simple concept of a tzamit patil is that where you have a klicheres, and that klicheres is covered with a tight-fitting cover, and it doesn't matter whether it's mechubar, it's considered to still be a kli, nonetheless, magically, because of a cover, the tumas meis, which is in that ohel, is not able to get into the kli. Now, the question occurs, if I have a kli, and I would have a pot, and I put this pot inside of a klicheres, a tanur, there's a sheretz in the tanur. What is the din of all of the food inside of the pot? As long as the opening of the pot is within the airspace of the tanur, then the din is that any food inside of the pot will become tamei, because the Avir Klicheres is metam, and the Avir Klicheres gets into the Avir of the Kedera. What happens if I put a cover on the Kedera? So there, interestingly enough, if I put a cover, we learn out in the Brises, we learn out in the Sifra, that the din of Tzamit Pasil applies to Avir Klicheres in the same way that it applies to the din of Tumas Meis. And therefore, if there is a cover over that Kedera, then the Oichlin in the Kedera will not become Tameh. Now, the Lashon of the Pasuk, remember, is V'kol Klicheres Asher Yipol Mihem El Tocho, Kol Asher Betocho Yitma, Mikol HaOchel Asher, and so on, right? How do we know that Klicheres applies, the din of Tzamit Pasil applies even to a Tanur? Since the whole din of a Tzamit Pasil is specifically said in terms of Oil HaMeis, from one letter. Mikol HaOchel Asher Ye'achel. What does that mean? Mikol. It should say, Kol HaOchel Asher Ye'achel. Mikol darshens the Sifra, beautiful drasha, that obviously there are times when you have foodstuffs inside of the avir of a klicheres, and it will not be tummy. Only sometimes is it tummy. What could that possibly be? So therefore, we take from that mem, we take the right to say that since the Torah was mechalek legabe the din of tumas meis, with teaching me a din of tzamit pasil, it must be that the din of tzamit pasil applies even to the avir of a klicheres. And, which of course reminds us way back at the beginning Mishnah, in which Rabbi Elazar was trying to make a kal v'chomer from the dinim of mechitza and an oil to the dinim of klicheres, and the chachomim laughed at him, and they said, what kind of nonsense? One has nothing to do with the other. All of a sudden, at least when it comes to the dinim of tzomit pasil, we see that there is a profound relationship. That's because the Torah was merames to us that that is true. But note that the only remez that we have is the fact that it says over here, Mikol HaOchel, which means that that which is inside is not going to be metamic. Now, the question is, what about the other way around? What about if there is tuma in the kli, and the kli is in the house? How does that work? If the kli cheres, that is mukaf tzomit pasil, has in it tuma, the kli doesn't stop the tumah from going out, because a kli is not a mechitza. Therefore, The ideas over here are tremendously different, exactly as the Chachamim pointed out to Reb Eliezer. If you have Tumah in the Kli will not be matzil the house from Tumah. It's only if the Tumah is in the house, we have a new din of Kalim, that the din of Tumas Meis cannot penetrate a Kli Cheres, which is Mukav Tzomit Pasil. This works in the direction of Sheretz as well. Now that we've established that there is a din of saving the Kli from Tumas Sheretz, if it has a Tzomit Pasil, what would be the din? And here's where we get to our halacha. A very strange case. We have a case of a Kli Cheres that I built a mechitza in it, not from Tumas Meis, but in terms of how I use the Kli Cheres. So we put this carrots, remember? The carrots was a partition that is put into the Kli in order to provide for separate containers for different days worth of the sourdough. There's different pirushim what the carrots is, what its purpose is. But the point is that if I have a carrots, forget about the din of mechitza. Forget about the fact that you can't be chotzeitz a Kli. Is the carrots a closure to the Kli? Of course it is. So then if that's the case, if you take a look at a piece of sourdough that is to the right of the carrots, and as sheretz, that's to the left of the carrots, the sheretz cannot affect the din of the sourdough that's next to it. Why? Because the sourdough is mukav tzomit pasil. So therefore, even if the sheretz here get the case, remember we had the case of the talking pot yesterday, where the pot says, if something couldn't be metame me, how could it be metame you to be metame me? Well, essentially, think about what's going on over here. The sheretz is in the container that is surrounded by a tzomit pasil. The entire container, including the carrots and the sourdough, is inside of the kli cheres, the tanur, right? Now, the sheretz is going to be metame the tanur. Why? Because it is not toch tocho. Why is it not toch tocho? Because the entire kedera, including its mouth, is inside of the tanur. But wait, you'll say. The din of toch tocho only applies if its airspace is mixed. But over here, there is a tzomit pasil. I beg your pardon? Where did the Sara say that a tzomit pasil is not considered to be mixed airspace? The point is that since it's only matzil kol ha'oichel, which is inside, but it's not matzil the outside from the inside, it obviously is not telling you that there's no mixing of airspaces, because how else would the sheretz be metame the kli cheres? It would be toch tocho. Aha! So you see from here the weirdest thing. You have something which is not an oichel. You have something which is not a mechitza. You have something which nonetheless redefines the nature of the ability of the Kli Cheres to be metame and is not a redefinition of its airspace. A pella. It's a din in the Kli per se. And what is able to be metame inside of another Kli Cheres, even though it's not toch tocho. Therefore, we have a crazy situation. On the one side is our sheretz. That sheretz is metame the avir of the Kli Cheres. On the other side is a piece of sourdough. But that sourdough is mukav tzomit pasil. And as far as the tumah getting into the Kli Cheres, it's not able to get in. It's not able to get in. Why? Not because it's toch tocho. Oh, no, it's not toch tocho. It's completely immersed in the airspace. Aha. And not because its airspace isn't mixed, because its airspace is obviously mixed for the atumah of the sheretz to get out. Then why? Because it's mukav tzomit pasil. This Mishnah takes all of the issues, pushes them all together, and forces you to recognize the subtle distinctions between all of the different cases. Now, if at the end of the story, you break open, actually means it breaks open itself, so that you have a poteach tefach in the side of the kli, then a poteach tefach would allow tumas meis even to be able to go out and to be metame the entire area. So there's a machlukas over here among the mefarshim, whether we're talking about the same idea benogea as sheretz, that since poteach tefach would obviously not be matzil in terms of tumas meis, it won't be matzil sheretz either, or whether there might be a difference of a sheretz, but then you'd have to explain why it's not a broken kli. Again, this is already in Yonim that go beyond us, but they are wonderful, wonderful opportunity. This beautiful Mishnah Vav in Perek Ches is one of those key Mishnayos in which everything is brought together. Mishnah Zayin. Hasheretz shenimtza ba'ayin shel tanur, ba'ayin shel kira, ba'ayin shel kupach. And what is an ayin? An ayin is, as an eye of a person is, something that opens and shuts. Hello. You wink your eye. So it's not just a hole. It's a hole that opens and closes. The purpose of this ayin and all of these types of machinery is to allow the fire to get going and smoke to get out at the beginning. After we've got ourselves glowing coals, we close the ayin by stuffing it with something, and now the heat does not escape through the ayin. Now this ayin, which is built in and meant to be closed, obviously, let's say it's 2 inches thick because of all of the insulating material. And you've got something, let's say a dead sheretz, you've got in the ayin itself. So if the ayin, something, or vice versa, you've got a sheretz inside of the tanur, and you've got food that's in the ayin. So then the halacha would be like this. If it is up until the very edge of the inside of the tanur, kira, or kupach, and then it's tahor, because as long as it's not in the avir, we do not consider the avir of the ayin to be the avir of the tanur. And therefore, afilu kizayit min hamet, if it's even something that is betame be'oyo, like a kizayit min hamet, and it's in the ayin of the tanur will be tahor, because that ayin is too small for tumas hamet to be going through. Remember, you need to have tefach al tefach. This, of course, is indicative that what we've been talking about before of tefach al tefach had to do with tumas hamet as well. So therefore, in that case, everything would be tahor. However, im yesham poter tefach, then hakol tameh. In that case, the ayin is tameh, the tanur is tameh, the house is tameh, and therefore we would only apply the din of betocha ayin up until the shear of poteach tefach. Fine. So this would mean that the tanur could be tor afil from mace.